It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Friday.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. I got the he's back somewhere on here. I got to get back used to this soundboard, but he's back. Anyway, man, excited to be here on another Friday, man. For this first time we've been in the studio all 2025, so definitely about to get these bars in, having a hell of a week. And listen, before we get going, man, listen, haters in the comments. Y'all better go ahead with that bullshit, man. Stop saying men need to stop defending men. Stop saying you can date whoever you want. Women can do whatever they want. Listen, man, at the end of the day, this is all about health. We trying to help y'all get healthy. And listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. I can't find my buttons today, man. Anyway, where the smooth joint at? Oh, well, anyway, whatever. This is the best fitness podcast out. That's not it. Hold on, I gotta find my button. Hold on. Oh my God. That just threw me off. Oh, here you go. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining. And with all that being said, shout out to the co-host, Tunji. Welcome back to the show.
What's going on, man? Appreciate you, C. Marty. We back at it. Best fitness podcast out. Less brunches, more crunches. We tapped in live on a Friday. Happy Friday, you dig?
Yeah. And listen, man, we're going to get through these comments quickly. We're going to get to it, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Wicked Scorpion, what's going on? You keep it going, bro. Indian Dolly, what up? Mark Carter, what up? Frost Knight, what's going on, nephew?
We got some new phrases.
Yeah,
man.
RJ, what up? Keep it going. SAG, what's going on, man? If you're out here as a man getting BBL liposuction or ab sketches, then I advise you not to watch the podcast. Damn sure this ain't the podcast for you. Tune at the bar brawl, yeah. Tune went crazy in the bar brawl. Listen, man. Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. We're gonna hit that first video. Do the protein video. Pause. Pause. That was crazy. We're starting to show off crazy.
It was crazy and dumb.
No diddy, you know.
Yeah, you good? I know we got to get. Hey, we ain't been here in a while. We a little rusty, so we getting some of the technical parts right. Yeah, do try that, or video file. Did you download it?
Yeah.
Do video file. Yeah, video file. Yep, that should do it. Downloads. Yeah, there you go.
New article by Vanity Fair is finally tackling.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the biggest problems in America today. Fit men eating protein. With an 800-pound morbidly obese fetish model, Barb Anderson, who eats cake off her belly for donations from perverts, calling the obsession with protein problematic.
The morbidly obese sex worker continued, just the other day, I was driving my mobility scooter through the grocery aisle with two of my other friends who also do mukbangs for strangers to jack off to, and noticed the owner replaced the pork rinds display at the front of the store with a protein bar display, forcing me to scoot all the way to aisle two to get my carbs and sugar.
Vanity Fair's in-house medical professional Dave Johnson commented to say, big protein will try to confuse you with facts like 42% of U.S. adults are obese, 20% of children are obese, annual medical costs of obesity now total $173 billion, or obesity has tripled since 1970, while completely ignoring the fact that there's men being encouraged to go to the gym and eat protein.
Fellow empowered morbidly obese fetish model Danica Bryan, who also eats food for money so strangers can spank it, says men need to get their shit together.
Oh, brother. Here we go. We right back to the bullshit.
Oh, brother.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That was a mouthful.
A lot
pause.
Of one. Woo. You can exit out of it, bro. But anyway, man, so the first thing, man, you see, they telling us not to eat protein. Pause.
Bullshit?
Straight bullshit, right? We know from this show, protein is the most important macronutrient. We need that. It helps build muscle, and muscle is the organ of longevity. So them telling you not to do that, right? And we know that is a key factor why motherfuckers out here obese as shit, big as hell. I got to find my buttons.
Big back activity.
Why they out here doing all this big back activity? They not building no muscle. They're not increasing their metabolism. So the whole play, right, is for them to keep you fat, right? Big back is a big back business.
Let him cook.
Big back is a $1 billion business.
Man. Let him cook.
So they only benefit from you being fatter. A lot of these companies don't benefit if you get fitter. They don't benefit from anything related to health and fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we could go down a whole path with that. Me and Alan Roberts talked about the whole pandemic shit yesterday. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. But it benefits them to tell you these lies, right? Look at the physiques you want to look like. Are they skipping out on their protein intake?
Negative.
Are they not building muscle?
Negative.
So that's what you need to look at, what you need to emulate. Stop listening to this shit. How they going to tell you more protein is bad, but they letting this OnlyFans model 800 pounds get a bag from these weirdos on Instagram? And they telling you that you're quote-unquote MAGA if you eat more protein, pause. What does that have to do with politics? What does that have to do with voting for Trump? Go ahead, Tom.
The way I see it, man, the goal is to keep folks stupid and dumb, right? The goal is to keep people ignorant and hide the facts from people. But you got to do your due diligence. You got to go do your own research, right? You can't be listening to what everybody's saying, right? Especially if you can't think for yourself, you're going to fall victim to what everybody is saying.
Yep.
And you know, it's a $1 billion industry like C. Marty mentioned, right? You know what I'm saying? They benefit off people being sick. They benefit off people being ignorant, right? The goal is to keep you sick. That way you can stay in the hospitals. You know, they keep making money off of you. You know, the health industry and the fast food industry, they're in cahoots, right?
Oh, man.
They like best friends. You know what I'm saying? Like Tom and Jerry, you dig what I'm saying? And if you fall victim to that, then you're gonna get caught in the spin cycle, right? Of unhealthiness and you know, that's where they benefit. You know, they leech in your pockets. So you got to do your own research and you got to be hip to the facts and what's going on. And take care of yourself, man. You feel me? That's the whole idea. Take care of yourself. Stop listening to what everybody else is saying,
man.
And do your own research. You dig?
Yeah, all facts. And we talked to Alan Roberts yesterday on the stream. And he was a health executive before he started doing all this fitness shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He left the health industry. Because it's corrupt as hell.
It's cap as hell.
Yeah, and he was basically on there. He was telling stories of how, he told his story how, you know, this family had one of their family members in the hospital die. And like, I guess the person below him, the salesperson, there was like no type of sympathy. Like the dude literally asked, did he die at night or in the morning? Because if he died the next morning, they could build the family again or build the insurance again.
Damn.
Yeah, cutthroat business. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Your big back ass staying big back.
Big back activity.
Your big back ass at the chicken shack.
Big back activity.
Your big back ass at Shake Shack.
Big back activity.
Your big back ass at Jack in the Box.
Big back activity.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. You keeping the money in their pockets. Where my cash register at? You keeping them with the bag. And listen, just understand, it's a whole play, man. It's set up for your back to be big as shit. Set up for you to be out of shape. Set up for you to have the man boobs. Set up for you to have the big ass belly.
Belly.
And it is what it is. Anything else to him before we move on?
Nah, man, we hitting the nail right on the head.
Man, we cooking already.
Let him cook.
Yeah, you got that too. Dumb, dumb, you used to wear these buttons. I ain't been over here in a while.
Let him cook.
Yeah. And they talking about the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Because you ain't had no protein.
You ain't cooked no protein.
You drinking lean.
You popping beans.
With the McDonald's to the McFlurry machine. Hey, yo, you built like a bean. Anyway, let's get these comments real quick. We're going to keep it going. Hey, make sure y'all hit that mopping and light button. Get your shit in order. Hey, it's together, Wicked Scorpion. Insatiable A, the funniest fitness podcast out. You know what it is. Quincy Nicole, what up? We had an echo. If we got an echo, let us know, man. Keep it going. The fuck she talking about? Who gives a shit? Get your ass in the gym, asshole. I bet she can't wipe her ass probably after taking a shit. She smelled like something fierce. Facts. Gooning to Mustangs is crazy. Absolutely. You good. Keep it going. Shy, what up? That episode with Alan was informative as hell. Dude, man, funny. I see his friends with Mark Lowbliner, who runs Tiger Fitness, who knows Chris Jones. You need to get him on the show, Marty. Yeah, I'm going to get Alan on here one of these days, man. I just been busy. His schedule ain't been lining up with my schedule for real. Jenny, what's going on? Keep it going past that one. They saying protein is bad, yet all that sugar got them sitting there looking like a giant marshmallow.
Big back activity.
Looking like the Michelin man.
Big back activity.
Looking like
a beanbag.
Yeah, a beanbag. Looking like Pillsbury Doughboy.
Big back activity.
The echo for the video you played earlier. Oh, I didn't. It was an echo on it? Maybe it was when we first played it. I don't know. But anyway, we killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going.
Dumb the Monko.
Y'all going to love this next video.
Which one next, bro?
Do the one BBW calls. So you're going to have to do video file again. Yeah, that one. Yes, sir.
Dollar fat phobic and everything's bad about it, man. Before you say anything, watch the video and then we're going to come back.
There was a time in my relationship when I thought...
I finally got the message, you know. He didn't love me.
Four things a man does when he starts to lose...
Keep going. No, he's interest. She's going to come back.
I did a quick TikTok search. Quick. And I just researched boyfriends falling out of love. All of them were straight-sized, conventionally attractive women that their men fell out of love with them. Yet y'all are popping bussy in my comment section trying to say that men would sleep with such and such and doesn't mean a plus-sized girl is his preference. Men are sleeping with straight-sized women and falling out of love with them and treating them like trash. It's a quick TikTok search, it's a quick Google search, it's a quick IG search. So to pretend like plus-sized women being a man's preference is shocking, that's the issue we're having. And the reason why you're comfortable with saying that plus-size women are not men's preference is because, one, everything revolves around a man because a man equals resources. So let's establish that. And two, you don't want plus-size women to be in competition with you. Sit with that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You can take the video down, bro. All right, y'all. Listen, man. They really coming up with any justification to be fat as hell, bro. It's getting crazy out here. Now they sitting here demonizing women who don't want to be 400 pounds. Make it make sense. It's all cope. It's all projection. Because at the end of the day, you don't like being that size. You don't have the discipline to do something about it. So you want to sit here and come up with this bullshit. And talk about, men say they desire smaller women but can't even keep relationships with them. I'm sorry. I'm going to just keep it 100.
Keep it a stack.
Let's take a trip to the mall. How many 400-pound women do you see walking around the mall with men? I don't see too many. So you're not about to get on this app, get on this internet, get on Al Gore's internet, and sit here and act like you a better partner because you 400 pounds. Because a smaller woman's relationship didn't work out. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Black community is cooked. America is cooked. We got to do better. You got anything on that, Tune?
Yeah, I think it's a mental illness at the end of the day, right? These big women cannot come to grips with the fact that men are not looking for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, let's do an experiment. Let's do a social experiment, right? Let's go to the mall. Let's go to a party. Let's go to the beach. 400-pound women are not getting approached. Y'all can't even leave the house. Y'all so goddamn big. You dig what I'm saying? Any man in his right mind is not going to go approach a 400-pound woman or a woman that's super plus size. Not to say that y'all don't find some type of love or relationship, but the odds are very low. A man is going to choose something that aligns with what he does, whether it be fitness or something that looks appealing to him, which is a fit woman or an attractive woman. Just by being such and such pounds, you really don't fit that mold. You don't fit that category. So, but obviously, like C. Marty said, the black community is cooked, society is cooked, and these women are justifying any reason to still remain fat and not want to do nothing about it, right? So they're going to shame the fit women, they're going to shame men, they're going to shame everybody but themselves, right? The blame game is what I call it. You dig?
And listen, man, nobody was a kid and said, when I grow up, God, please give me a big 400-pound junk. Man or woman, nobody said that. No Diddy or not no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Nobody ever said that. Am I lying? Am I cap? let me know if I'm cap.
Stop the cap.
No Diddy. No Diddy. Them ninjas.
No Diddy. You know?
Nobody said that. So stop trying. It's like everything is backwards nowadays, bro.
It's going super backwards.
It's crazy. Like, stop trying to convince us of this. And then we got to get into the science of it. I can't remember the term Alan Roberts used yesterday. But he basically was talking about when you are, you know, 400 pounds, 350 pounds, your blood, maybe one of my medical field or nurses or doctors on the show can help me with this one. Basically, your blood isn't pumping to where it needs to pump to. Your body isn't giving the capacity for the blood, whatever the valve is called. The blood ain't pumping like it needs to. So your heart isn't operating efficiently.
Yeah, because your arteries are fucking clogged.
Yeah. So why the fuck?
Fuck, she talk. That's all that means.
Why would I not want? Why would I want that? Why would I not want to get a smaller woman who doesn't have to deal with that shit?
And who gonna put that shit on me eventually?
Who trying to go to the hospital? Gotta find a babysitter for the kids because your ass in the hospital. I gotta skip out on work. I can't get my bag. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. And then I got a hospital bill.
Now I'm spending a bag on your hospital bill.
Then they asking if you passed away in the morning or at night. It's like, no, that's not for me, bro.
This causing you more bag.
Now family get mad and shit. They trying to split up the life insurance money. We got to get a casket for your big ass, so we got to pay extra for that. Who wants to deal with that?
Nobody trying to deal with
that. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to get worse as you get older, right? That woman right there is probably, what, in her 20s? What you think? She 24, 25?
Probably late 20s.
She about 24, 25, but look, 34, 35? So it's only going to get worse, man. And we've seen the big back mukbang, sidewalk cracking, heavy ass motherfuckers. We seen a couple of them die already at, you know, early ages. So y'all gotta listen, not y'all on the show, but don't fall into this shit, man. This shit getting crazy out here. We gonna keep speaking up on it. Stop saying black men don't need podcasts, because clearly we need a podcast. Hold on, let me get my shit out. Let me get my cooking in. Stop saying black men are uneducated and black women are more educated. That's a black woman right there. And it don't look like she educated to me. Out here preaching this bullshit.
You got anything else on that tune before we move on?
Yeah, I got a side note. So I finished my workout at Gold's earlier, right? And I'm sitting in the car just chilling, you know, on my phone. Mind you, our Gold's gym, we live in a predominantly black neighborhood, right? And our Gold's gym sit next
to... Hold on.
I'm not going to say what race,
my bad, continue.
And our Gold's gym sits right next to a department store, Lane Bryant, right? Which predominantly, that's a woman's store, right? I'm sitting in the car. Bro, I even recorded a video, I sent it to you. But I can't tell you how many overweight women I saw, like, could barely walk. Thanksgiving arms, swollen ankles.
Man.
Like, shoes leaning.
Man.
Walking in the Lane Bryant gym right there. I'm like, what are you going to buy? The clothes don't even look good on you.
Yeah.
And you can barely walk getting into the goddamn store from the parking lot.
Man.
And they pass the gym every day. I know in their mind, deep down in their soul, when they see fit people coming out of the gym, it does something to them subconsciously.
Oh, it does.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, but people don't want to address their issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't want to make the change. It's too much work. You know what I'm saying? It's too much work, and it's sad, but it's just like our women don't give a fuck. A lot of women don't give a fuck.
Yeah, a lot don't. They're all races. our women just a little bit worse statistically.
Mm.
But I was going to say, man, it's crazy how you got the Lane Bryant next to the gym. People say they don't have time for the gym, though. If you got time to go around Lane Bryant and buy big-ass clothes, you got time for the gym,
you got
right?
time, and you got money for the gym.
And you got money for the gym. You spending more money in Lane Bryant than it costs for a gym membership for the whole month.
For a whole 6 months. Monko. They probably dropping over 100 plus.
Yeah. What we talking about?
That's 6+ months of gym membership.
Yeah. So it just don't make sense to me, man.
It don't add up.
Shout out to my mom. My mom the other day, she said, my mom is like, she real fit for her age. So she they had like a little... I guess a little lunch or something at work.
Okay.
She said, this lady was like, I wouldn't want to get on the beach and stand next to you. And then my mom was just like, what? And she was like, actually, I don't want to stand next to you right now. And the lady walked away. But it's these big bags be insecure,
was
man.
Was she big?
Oh, yeah, bigger than two houses.
Oh.
Up in Marlboro, up the street, that they just put the new development up. But, yeah, it's getting crazy, man. So, you know.
You bigger than Ryan Holmes.
All facts. But they do this shit, and it's just straight lies, straight cap. And it's a shame. You know, they got all these words, fat phobic and fat shaming. But it's like you fit shaming.
Feederism.
The fucking fat phobic didn't exist 20 years ago.
The diet don't work for you to say.
Did you ever hear what year did you hear fat phobic? What was the first year you heard fat phobic?
Probably like 2 years ago. Like recently, for real.
2025. Yeah. And guess what? It's only more terms on the way.
Fat shaming.
Well, I don't even know, bro. Gender neutral. It's like, no,
bro, did you see that clip? It was like Trump and some other dudes. They was talking, bro. We gonna find that clip.
About what?
I gotta reference the clip. I can't. It was on one of my men pages for real. But the dude was talking crazy. Trump was standing right next to him. It was wild. We're going to put on the next episode for real.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
See it's... that. You know what I mean? Uncle T. Shout out Uncle T. Shout out Uncle T. And Auntie K, she at home. I ain't seen Auntie K in the news for a minute. It was Auntie Kamala, man. Shout out Auntie Kamala, too. But anyway, man, we killing y'all on this episode.
Auntie K is great.
Auntie K, man. Let's get in these comments. Chris Jones is cool. I got to look him up. Oh, Echo. Hey, sorry about the echo, but we're gonna have to power through, man. We're gonna have to power through. Keep it going, bro. Samurai and Lizzo's big sister, facts. She needs to put the bonnet back on the other hand. She is even qualifying. Man. I'm not gonna lie, tune out about all that verbiage she was talking about, but I would say that she looked like an obese bear. That's crazy. She messed me with that shit too, brother.
Funny as shit.
The bow on her head make look like a gift nobody want. Facts. Dudes have broke up with fat women all the time. Hell yeah. There's plenty of single fat women out here. Keep it going, bro. I see 400 pounds women walking around with their big ass daughters. Yeah, man. Big facts. Keep it going, bro. Keep it going, bro. Big spider in the building. You can find them 400 pounders at Iverson Mall holding hands in the cookie stand. Crazy, bro. What's up, Unc? Keep it going, bro. What the fuck is straight size? They always got the terms, but act like vampires and garlic when it comes to diet and exercise. Facts. Clayvon France is very funny. Appreciate you, brother. Alan made some good points. Definitely did. Keep it going, bro. Michael Hawkins be cracking them sloppy cheek grannies. Hey, yo, go ahead, bro. This nigga's crazy. I heard IQ is 34, 35. America normalized being 300 pounds. Shit, really crazy. Americans wilding into department stores might force grocery carts and the mobility scooters in 20 years. Mac, dog, what? Let's keep it going, bro. Why do I keep getting called sick and too thin by black women at 135? It's so frustrating. Uh-oh. Oh.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black women? Any black women want to answer that? We got plenty on the show. Y'all let me know. If they went to the gym and lost weight, they wouldn't have to worry about going to Lane Bryant, and they can just get a size 4 instead of size 15.
That's
a
bad activity,
man. Dumb Monko. Part of the problem, most dudes don't have no standards for women besides her ass, so why should they work out and eat right if dude's going to approach them regardless?
Facts.
That's what I talk about this week.
We talk about that all the time.
On Instagram, and motherfuckers is mad in the comments.
These niggas, they want to smash them.
Now they calling us pedos. They calling us pedophiles. I was the one who came up with the gender-neutral BBW. I'm actually more comfortable at 130, 125, but I'm trying to build some muscle. Now, I feel you, Jenny. Like, I would walk around at, like, 205, and I'm, like, 195 now. I'm, like, 10 pounds lighter, and I just feel better. You know?
Yeah.
That's just me, you know? are your girlfriends black? That's a great question, actually. She said, yes, they are. That's crazy. Right on the money. They ignorant. Facts. Sloppy cheek grannies. Source in the studio, checking live on a Friday. What up, Mike? And they don't understand that weight is relative to height. So you can be 5'3 and be 400. Shit is crazy, bro. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Hey, we need some meal preps. Go ahead, hit that joint, Rob. Hit the media assets on the right. Yep. And hit that neutral joint.
Hold on real quick. I got to stop the show because I got to share something with y'all. We always talk about eating clean, stop the big backing, stop the calorie stacking, and we need to get on the calorie tracking. So listen, I just became a partner with Nutra Meal Plans, 50% off your first order, and you can click that link below. But listen here, man, the food is fire. I'm going to share some of the meals with y'all. So here we got the almond crusted chicken with green beans. It tells you how many calories on there. It has the full macro breakdown, fats, proteins, carbs, all that good stuff. This right here, 480 calories. We got the Atlantic salmon. We got the teriyaki salmon. We got the chicken with the spinach. And we got the filet mignon steak. And listen, man, food is fire, you know. So not only is it making my life easier, but now it's keeping me on point. So listen, if you're looking for a meal prep service, get with me. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, man, I just partnered with Nutra Meal Plans. Discount code 50% off your first, I'm sorry, promo code 50% off your first order. It's down there in the description on YouTube. Anyway, appreciate y'all, and let's keep it going, man. All right, the next one going to be the unnecessary standard joint. We got the same woman talking some more bullshit.
Our bullshit.
Oh yeah, I forgot this shit trippy. You good? Ain't no problem, man. Hey, we like I said, it's been a while. We getting back in the groove, getting back in the mix. That ain't it. We did that joint last time.
I might do that little window thing. Hold up.
Okay, all right. Is it back? Okay. Nope.
You're held to an
unnecessary standard.
Okay. All right.
Standard. All right. Now, what have we learned? Black women are held to an unnecessary standard because of the way our bodies are shaped. It's giving slave master. And what you're seeing from the average black woman and every woman, you consider plus size based on your shape. And let's be very clear. This idea of having a super skinny woman is a power dynamic, because the opposite is a man who is 6 foot with six pack abs and a really petite small woman he can throw around. I'm not gonna get into that, but I should.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Did she just call us a slave master? If we have certain standards for a woman,
a black woman,
for a black woman, or if a black woman has certain standards for her own body,
it's giving slave master.
A slave master, dog. What the hell is wrong with black people, man?
That's off the grid. First, out of control.
Fitness aside, bro. What is the obsession with slavery? Y'all ninjas ain't never been no slave. Y'all ninjas living comfortable. Y'all going to Cabo, Cancun, Jamaica, getting your big back legs rubbed on and shit. Nothing about your life is slave-like. So why do y'all keep doing this? Slave master is insane, bro. Just because you want a big back calorie stack and not calorie track and not get meal preps, you want to call us, hop out the new whip, like I'm a slave master. I don't know the other words. No other words. Slave is crazy, man. And we got to stop the obsession with thinking that because black women may naturally be curvier, you naturally got bigger butts, naturally might have bigger breasts or whatever, naturally might have more muscle and might carry a little bit more body fat than other races. Cool. I'm cool with that. That's not an excuse to be 300 fucking pounds. It's not because you're a black woman. 30 years ago, black women was not walking around 300 pounds at high rates. More than half of black women were not obese 30 years ago. So y'all keep doing this genetic shit. Go look at y'all grandmas and great grandmas. Well, maybe some of y'all grandmas, because y'all be having kids early. But go look at this is another conversation for another day. But go look at y'all great and great great grandmothers. They were not 300 pounds, more than likely. More than likely. Go look at the Soul Train videos in the 70s, 50 years ago.
Them folks was dancing.
Them folks was dancing and shit. Grooving. Slim as shit going through the Soul Train line and shit. Fucking shit up.
Hit moves and shit.
Fucking that shit up, yeah. Listening to funky music and disco and shit. They wasn't fat, bro. So this mindset is just, it's corrupting and killing our women, bro. Right? We got every excuse in the book. But I always tell y'all, if you in the DMV, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Houston and Atlanta, probably the same. Go to a black brunch on Sunday. If you in DC, if you're in the DMV, go to Focus Lounge on a Sunday on H Street.
Go to the park.
Oh my God. Go to park at the 14th on a Sunday. Full of fat black women that say they don't have time to work out. You can say I'm hatred towards black women now. I really don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't help more black women than anybody saying that shit. Fuck
nah,
is you talking
fuck
about?
Is you and we got the results.
And we got the results. And we got the receipts. So anyway, Alan hit me to some game yesterday about posting transformations and shit. He said he don't post no transformations.
What's his ideology? Because
he want to give the client the credit instead of him.
So he rather have the client post a transmission and like tag him type deal or like?
Yeah, well, he just don't post it.
Yeah.
At all.
Interesting.
So he said he gets better results from that for the client long term.
If they post it.
Yeah. Like if they don't, like, because he don't want them to do it just for the transformation.
Yeah.
He wants them to do it to change their life. Like he's there, like it ain't no falling off after training with him.
Yeah.
With basically his philosophy and his training or whatever. But yeah. Okay. But anyway, back to what I was saying. We got the receipts to prove it. So shut the fuck up with all that bullshit. And if you want to stay fat, just stay fat, because you ain't changing our mind over here. What you got on that, Tony?
It's like these women trying to address everything else other than the fact that they obese and overweight. You know what I'm saying? You just didn't come out the womb 300 pounds. Now, if you came out 300 pounds, you may have an argument, right? But that's not the case, right? So rather than...
Stop the cap.
Rather than... trying to attack this person, attack this group of people, or try to justify all these other reasons and all these other explanations for why you don't like this and you feel this type of way, and there's an attack on black women all of a sudden because you fail to put in the work. Like, you got to cut the bullshit. At the end of the day, we got to take accountability. Black women, and I love black women. I train all black women, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not coming at black women. But at the same time, we got a lot of black women that are falling victim to this mindset that, you know, that they just want to stay big. Like, we got to cut the excuses. We got to cut the excuses, and we got to do something about our well-being.
Facts.
You feel me? Because if you leave it up to anybody, or if you leave it up to chance, you know, you're just going to fall off the grid. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to fucking feel sorry for you. This is a dog-eats-dog world. You dig what I'm saying? Like, nobody gives a fuck. So you got to take it upon yourself to do something about your life before, you know, you leave it in the hands of other people that really don't give a fuck. You dig what I'm saying? So...
All facts, my boy. Let's get to these comments. We're going to keep it pushing. Let's be real. White women are not going to tell each other that they're too skinny. That's a fact. It's Chick-fil-A is not meal prep. Her voice irritates me, like quit trying to sound so profound. Ninja's got me up here like I can't read. they're doing, you see that motherfucker talking all that shit? He can't read. No, these ninjas can't type. The fuck are you talking about? Quite. Her one boob taking up the whole camera. Like, I was stuttering like shit.
Like what? Quick. Stage of talking about black women, he can't read.
I told you, black men ain't educated. Black women got the most degrees. Shut that shit up. I got the most back fat too. Fuck are you talking about? Ain't there? And they're not going to tell each other that they're too fat either. Facts. All she had to do is lose weight, not smell, and be nice. That's crazy.
Not smell is crazy.
Why does every fat-ass Big Mac relate to super skinny Jennies? Wow. Okay. All right. You better not laugh at the Slave Master part.
Yeah.
How about the new whip? Like I'm a Slave Master?
I pour two zips.
Like I'm a Slave
Master? I feel way better.
Everything she says just makes no sense. It's a bunch of word gymnastics, so sick of this whole accountability.
Word solid, right?
Man. Cooking. What's up, Will Martin? And no, that's not my cousin, but he might be my cousin. I looked at pictures of women of all races back in the 70s, the 90s, and there was no BBWs in sight.
Or BBLs. Most
they were thick, but not tubby. Damn sure no BBLs. I was a child in the 70s watching Soul Train and American Bandstand, and there were no fat people, black, white, or other, dancing on TV at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Ninja. Y'all need to start proofreading y'all messages, man. Y'all going to ruin my brand. I ain't watching that shit no more. Motherfucker can't read for shit.
Motherfucker dyslexic.
Dumbass trainers. They know they dumb. comments got Marty sounding like he was 17 in the ninth grade.
You stupid. You big dummy.
Yo, it's probably funny as shit.
Strike three, you're out.
All right, that's it. That's all the all group in the 70s and 80s. Thermo, that many more bit. Y'all got me again. With Thermo. Thermo, that many morbidly obese. I don't know. Morbidly obese black women back in the day. Only welfare mothers with a lot of kids were overweight. That's crazy, bro. BBL. Yeah, BBLs, I think they became a thing in the 2000s as well. Ironically, around the same time, the whole BBW or Be Sassy Black Woman became mainstream. Absolutely. All right, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Next video, do the a man to the top left. Do that one. We got to figure this out again. Hey, like I said, hit the like button. Tune, you good, man?
I'm good,
bro. How you feeling, bro?
I'm straight, man.
How I feel to be back in here cooking?
I'm just blessed to be fit, you dig?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
I'm telling you.
The benefit from a woman being as small as possible, but a man being as big as possible. Because the expectation for a woman is to be 110, 120 pounds and 5 foot to 5 foot three.
Yep.
But the expectation for a man is to be 6 foot, six figures, and six pack abs. With that kind of power dynamic, a man can not only financially abuse a woman because he's the one making the most money, but he can also physically harm a woman because she is so much smaller and lighter than he. But of course, because I'm a fat person, you're gonna assume it's jealousy that I cannot be or I am not 110 pounds. Now, are there women who are naturally 110 pounds? Absolutely. But it's more often than not that women are trying to force themselves into that body type so they're able to attract a man. Now, I understand if you're Latina or you're Black, there's different stereotypes. I know people are going to bring that up very quickly. I don't want to hear it. Everyone is trying to fit the Eurocentric beauty standard in some way, form, or fashion. And this statue conversation shows that. But I find it very interesting, and I'm hoping some SWs can jump in with that kind of petite, almost childlike body structure and explain maybe their experience of how that is fetishized, that is a kink, that this very petite, small woman is with a giant man. And why, as women, who again are in a patriarchy, are trying so hard to fit that stereotype.
Oh my God.
Especially when we're going into a recession and they want us to have babies.
What?
What are your babies going to eat?
What?
If you don't have any fat.
What?
Brother, this guy stinks!
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck is going on,
bro? What is she talking about?
So now you gotta stay big so you could defend yourself, ladies.
Stop the cap.
Listen, man, the different excuses, it's amazing. It's a new excuse every week. So now we're abusive if we want a small woman. It's because we want to abuse her, right? But that shit is crazy. And then the whole Eurocentric standard. What the fuck is a Eurocentric standard?
Folks is coming out the woodworks with terminologies.
What are y'all talking about, man?
She trying to confuse people, man.
Dog, like, if you fat, you fat. It's nothing wrong with us acknowledging that and saying you need to do something. It has nothing to do with a Eurocentric beauty standard or a white standard or what? Just because you got low expectations for yourself and your race doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. Just because you expect Black women to be super fat, undisciplined, no consistency. Just because you expect that from Black women don't mean that everybody expects that from Black women.
Man.
That's terrible. And it's just like, Black women, y'all hold yourself to such a higher standard when it's education, when it's being independent, when it's getting your money, your career. Y'all held yourself to this high-ass standard any other time. But when it comes to weight, now it's... It's an unnecessary standard. It's an unrealistic standard. That shit don't make no fucking sense. And they're too simple to realize that they're putting themselves down and they putting themselves in a box. What you got on that, Tom?
Yeah, man. Like I said, these terminologies is coming out the woodwork. They're trying to use all these words to confuse you or, you know, throw shade. This Eurocentric, What is that? Like, where did we even come up? Where are these people coming up with these terminologies? Just take accountability that you're big and you need to make a change. That's it. Once you identify that, you know, you've fallen short of your health and you need to accept your reality, then you can start implementing corrective actions to change your situation. But stop trying to divert and, you know, get away from, you know, the issue at hand. You're big, you're unhealthy, and you need to make a change. And nobody cares. And, you know, we'll call a spade at the end of the day, right? But, you know, you using all these jazzy terms, you trying to, you know, dress up a whole bunch of word salad. You ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? People that really have a brain can see through the bullshit and see through all the smoke and mirrors, right? You're not about to finesse us. You're out of shape, your health sucks, you're big, and you need to get your shit together at the end of the day, right? But don't be trying to, you know, throw salt on other races or, you know, discredit men for liking what they like. You know, we like a woman with a nice frame, a nice petite frame. I like it. I don't know what C-Mon, I don't know if you can agree, but that's what I like.
Stop fucking playing.
I don't know, my man. I don't know if he like him 200 plus or better, for real, but.
All right, Bob Wars. He was was lifting that bar like you trying to lift a big joint. All right, man. Just to walk him down, you walking down big joints.
God forbid. Hey, man. Stop the cap. Stop the cap. Walk down.
Hey, yo, I'm crying, bro. But real quick, back to this Eurocentric shit. Focusing on European culture or history to the exclusion of a wider view of the world, implicitly regarding European culture as preeminent. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Eurocentric.
It says, this is what's crazy. It says a wider view of the world. First of all, you wide as shit. That's how I know your ass wrong. You wide as shit and don't have a wider view of the world. But real talk, when it says wider view of the world, you're clearly small-minded. So you using the term Eurocentric when wider view of the world is in the definition doesn't even make sense. You're small-minded because you're putting these black women in a box and you're making excuses for them to be 200, 250, 350, 300, 400, 450, 500, 550 ass pounds. Bars. Shit is crazy. Make it make sense. Let's get in these comments, man. We killing y'all, man. Hit the mobbing and light button, babe.
Walk down.
Walk down. Walk a big back down. Walk a big belly down. He's back. Sweat check is coming back, y'all.
Walk down.
Oh, man. There weren't that many morbidly obese black women when I was growing up. Okay, I think I put it together. Y'all in these typos. I don't know what happened in the 2000s, but yeah, now it's cool to be an obese welfare queen speaking Ebonics. Crazy. Because a 350 woman can fight back. 350 don't mean you got hands.
You ain't fighting shit.
350 don't mean you slow, put that guard up.
Slow as hell.
She really has no neck. I see why she defended herself and her people. Facts. Are there women who were really naturally over 300 pounds going by her logic? Fuck no. Her titties extend beyond the screen. Big titty ass. Also being 350 prevent you from making more money. Uh-oh. Bars.
Fact.
She don't realize a man with visible deep six-pack is closer to 135 than her big back body weight. Facts. Them big backs got to defend themselves from a good diet. Instead of using word salad, she should just eat this out. Back in the studio, Bound Body. What up, my guy? Eurocentric standard has to do with skin tone, not being fat, stupid ass. How the fuck does Eurocentricism relate to weight? No idea. If only talking can burn as much as walking. Bars. Keep it going.
Cat.
100 big backs versus one diet that don't work the same. Facts. I think I got that button.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Don't forget she smells. Facts. Please ignore male names at times like today. I was yelled at by two different hideous looking black males when I was walking downtown. The young emaciated dreads wearing an older obese. Okay. What's up, Joseph Henry Crawford? Being in shape can also prevent you from making money. People get offended. I've seen that claim too.
Mm.
The walk down in the 250, 300, 350, 400 took me out. I'm in tears laughing. That's the new song, bro. In 2025, you got to accept her 350 pounds and be a stepdaddy to be a real man. All right, man. We got one more video. And before that, Rob, hit the media assets. I just dropped my coaching program, my coaching school, my coaching online community. That's in the description as well. Let's check it out real quick.
Hey, hold up 1 second. I know y'all enjoying the content, but I gotta let y'all know I just launched my online fitness community. Fitness, nutrition, frequently asked questions, personal trainer one-on-one for my personal trainers who want to up their business game, content creation, how to use ChatGPT to be a better trainer or to hit your fitness goals. Listen, it's nothing on the internet like it, not how I do it at least. And listen, get in now while it's new. because the price is going up. We do a lot of education and deep dives on the podcast, but this right here is different. So if you want to work with me directly, this is your way to do that. Check that description below. The link is right there. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, sir. All right, man. He's back. Let's hit this last video. Get up out of here, man.
That's the Black Hope.
Anyway, man. Hey, we cooking tonight, Toon.
Super cooking.
First studio appearance of the year.
Live on a Friday.
Hey. All right, let's get it.
It's the same thing
for
your body and your health. And that's why I'll never glorify a woman being thick. Don't get me wrong, right? We all know, Black women specifically, and like Brazilian girls, but don't nobody see them. We talking about the people we see on a day-to-day, especially when you're younger. Black women hold fat in the correct places to make a man's eyes fucking fly out of his head, right? And so I could imagine, right, you've been not working out, not eating right, just existing and looking good for 25 fucking years. Everybody been telling you, body T, girl, you look good, wooty wooty woo. For 25 years, just because you exist and just because you got that natural shape and you look like that, you're holding fat in the right places. Then 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, gravity start taking over, shit starts sagging. Those bad habits start to kick in to a body that doesn't work as well as it used to. You know, you have kids, blah, blah, blah. Now shit starts sagging, shit start piling up. Visceral fat that's hard to get rid of starts packing on. And so that's the problem. Man, there's bodybuilders who dirty bulk for 1 year and then can't get themselves out of dirty bulk and end up, you know, hustling for 2 years to get back to stage ready. You talking about bodybuilders. Motherfuckers who stepped on stage single digit body fat percentage before, do a 1 year dirty bulk and then like have to fight themselves for a year or two to get back to where they were. I can't imagine what that does to a Black woman's brain when like, oh, all that shit wasn't right, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Motherfucker told you was fine your whole life, and you believed it because it was true. Like, your ass was fine. Like, it all happened correctly, but then you got a little older, you realize this is all bad. I've been in the echo chamber. I've been in a bubble. This is all bad. And that's why I feel like a lot of white women obsess about their physical, like, stature. Because most of them don't have that natural, you know, where the fat go to the right places. If a white girl is fat, you say, nigga, hey, unless she's blessed genetically, it ain't good. Why you think so many Black white girls have eating disorders? My wife literally had an eating disorder. They start obsessing about them bodies early. That's part of they culture. Like, they start obsessing about them bodies early. And so, like I said, like, white people, white women specifically obsess about their bodies. And they stay in that gym. They be in that fucking gym because they know it's around the corner. We talked about this in other videos, but like, Black culture, it's even for men, if they weren't athletes, they not in that gym. Like, you gotta be an ex-athlete or an anime kid or just someone who happened to fall into the gym. Like, my dad has always been into bodybuilding and working out and all that. So, you know, it was just handed to me. But like, Black people in general do not be in that gym, bro. It's not like some super popular shit. Now it is. The kids these days are doing everything right, bro. Kudos to y'all. But like, especially when I was coming up, it wasn't no cool shit to just, what do you do? I just be in that gym, bro. I'll be, you know, working on my physique. Your physique. Like, I thought you was going up there to play basketball. Yeah, I play basketball too, but like, I'm here to work out. Like, I'm trying to do this and that. I'm watching Chris Jones. He was one of the only big Black fitness creators back in the day. Like, it's not some shit. Then Mike Rashid and all these guys start coming out. But it wasn't some shit for Black people to just have nice physiques and build it brick by brick. Motherfuckers just be gifted. Even Black athletes. How many football players do you know got sloppy after high school?
Facts.
Bro just had good genetics for a second. After high school, college, even if you went pro, y'all know.
Hey, shout out to him for the bars. Listen, man, it's not part of the culture. It's not. So you really got to go out of your way to be part of that, to be part of the culture, be part of the fitness culture, right? You know, as we get older, sarcopenia, lower testosterone, women, menopause. If you already on the wrong track, that shit gonna fuck you up when you get older.
Man.
You get to a point where it's no return. You know, and, you know, shout out to my mom. My mom started her fitness journey at 44.
Oh, wow.
Now, she was able to really grind and make a change, but most of y'all...
Stop the cap.
That first 2 weeks when you get a little sore, you're not getting past that.
It's a wrap.
You don't want to wait till 44. Just get, especially if you're in your 20s or 30s, get on it now, because it's going to get easier. I mean, it's not going to get easier, but it's going to be easier to maintain. It's going to be easier to get in the mindset of, damn, I know I need to get back on track. I know I need to take my ass in the gym. I know I've been big backing, right? And, you know, like I said, you're going to have family members that's telling you, like, what the fuck are you doing? You on Ozempic? What, you anorexic? What you trying to do, lose your ass? You're going to have that. You're going to have friends. You're going to lose friends. I've lost countless friends when I really got serious about my personal training, really got serious about the gym. I lost friends because I'm not going to the turn-ups no more. Man, this nigga boring now. Man, shut your bitch ass up. Now, them same dudes asking me for fitness tips and shit.
For advice.
Now, they trying to get in the gym because we in our 30s now. Shit ain't the same.
Shit slow down.
You trying to go hoop and it's it's dead. Knees blew out. The other day, one of my mans, Tune, you know, man, I hurt my Achilles trying to hoop. You know what I'm saying? Bro, like, the Achilles ain't nothing to play with.
At all.
You feel me?
Especially if you're not an athlete already.
Yeah.
You're just a regular big back.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, maybe you're not going to hoop, but God forbid, you got to jump out the way or move out the way or some shit.
Or save somebody.
Or save somebody. You hurt your Achilles. Like,
on the spot.
Yeah, like, get y'all shit together, man. You got anything on that tune?
Well, I think you pretty much nailed it, bro. It just comes down to take care of yourself, understanding that, you know, as we age, we got to do the things, the correct things every day, day in and day out, put in that work, take care of yourself, get your health right, get your meal preps. You know what I'm saying? If you need meal preps, holler at C-Mati. He'll take care of you. And use the promo code. You know, go ahead and save you some money. Save you some money and save you some time and save your health. You dig what I'm saying?
Facts.
But you just cannot disregard your health. You know, you can't disregard your health and you can't disregard, you know, yourself, right? So, you know, get in order. Get a trainer. Figure it out, right? Figure it out. But don't let your health slide. Don't let your health slide. We getting older, you know, the world is getting crazier. The messages are getting more unruly. You feel me? So, you know, do some due diligence and take it upon yourself to take your health and wellness in your own hands. Put it in your own hands. Take care of yourself.
All facts. We cooking today. Dumb the monkey. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get up out of here, man. Where we at? I want a woman who's able to run with me if we have to, instead of running, stopping, huffing and puffing, because if the zombie apocalypse does happen, I'm leaving big back Shirley. Me too. And Tune is too. Continued, I'm a slim black woman, and other races and genders, all ages, make slick comments at me too. I am the correct amount away from my height. I'm a normal sized woman. That happens too. I believe it.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. She should eat the salad without croutons, cheeses, creamy ranch dressing. Same. So out of shape motherfuckers got a problem with other folks being in shape, but watch their favorite athlete with no problem make it make sense.
Body RV.
All facts. I got a video about to drop on that soon. Continue, black, and I am not sorry, Rita. Oh, Joseph Henry talking today. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. A woman named Joseph. See, here y'all go, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show grace today, man. Bacon has its own oil. Body tea, but still drinking bottomless mimosas, though. Hey, yo. Need to talk about culture realities to fitness. Facts. I thought I seen a roach on his wall. Shut up. He ain't lying at all. I started my fitness powerlifting journey at 42. Shout out Coach Pope Fitness. There's a workout culture in prisons with brothers. Sad facts. That's crazy. I started my fitness journey seriously at 40, and now 10 years later, I'm loving it. Early morning session in the morning. I'll catch the playback. All right, Mike, hit the like button. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but the thought of an obese black dude with dreads trying to play basketball and he gets a cramp in his hamstring make me laugh. If you use the term fatphobic and Eurocentric, don't watch the podcast. And listen, that was another fire episode, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Yes, sir. Hey, go ahead, follow my social media down there on the ticker going across. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Cop a shirt. Less Brunches, More Crunches. Tune, you got any closing thoughts, brother?
Appreciate you for having me on another fire episode. This is the best fitness podcast out. You know, we appreciate all the support, and we appreciate you guys to continue to tap in with us and get these bars, get this info, and, you know, get this knowledge, right? If y'all want to tap in with me, I'm on IG at Sweat for the Check. That's F-O-R-T-H-E, Sweat for the Check. I'm on YouTube at Sweat Check, one word. Feel free to reach out. You got any questions? You curious about something? You need some information, need some motivation, man, tap in with me, man. Self-improvement is always on the menu. We always tapped in. And oh, yeah, shout out to Big Izza, man, my good man.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Best fitness podcast out, man. If you're not trying to self-improve, man, just cut off the podcast right now, man.
You hear me?
See, Marty, what you got, brother?
Hey, listen, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you say eating more protein is maca, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a big back woman talking about you can't be small because you got to protect yourself from men, don't watch the podcast. And all that other bullshit we was talking about, listen, we changing the narrative. Don't listen to the current narrative, and it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Catch y'all on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We out of here. Oh, my bad, the wrong button. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.